Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and people that are listening now and who will download it later. I am excited to have a really good friend of mine, an angel coach and an expert in aromatherapy and herbal remedies and herbal I'm going to say medicines, and there's probably a better way to say that than that. And she is, I've watched her develop and morph into this amazing, spiritual, beautiful soul who has a great soul's purpose and has developed it. And she's quite the writer, quite the talker, and just keeps everybody, in check at, in her home and in her business. And I'm proud to be here with you tonight, dear young lady. And she looks amazing and great. And she tells me, her angel's like, you look like 35. I go, sign me up for that herbal remedy. I need like a damn dose of it.
It's all about mind, body, and soul.
It's mind, body, and soul. Mind, body, spirit works. You're definitely right on about that. And take us on the journey of how you got started in the herbal and the aromatherapy and the herbal remedies, because people wonder how we find our lives doing what we love and loving what we do. And I know you got a special story here, so take us a couple of minutes and tell us how you did that and what you're doing now.
Well,
and what you want to talk about tonight.
Yeah, well, the first thing is that, of course, losing my husband so suddenly, it really put me in a spiral of confusion, to say the least.
Right.
And as I listened, in on your shows and, worked with you and did the exercises and as you know, meditating was extremely difficult for me because you have to quiet your mind. Well, I had so much stuff going on in my mind, it was almost impossible. But in working on myself and getting in tune to myself, I just left my entire old life, which really had come to an end with his crossing, left corporate America, and then it was like, okay, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And it took me a while to get excited about being able to remold my life and how did I want it to look. And I did all the visualization and writing in journals and all of that. And it actually happened. I bought a franchise, and because I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, work for myself, and it got my foot in the door on the business side, but I knew it still wasn't exactly the fit for me. It was more of a vessel to maybe get me to the next step. And I was actually in the shower, maybe it was a week or two, I think, after you and I had done the yearly reading about the angels and who were here to help us. And it was almost like this gentle nudge hit my brain. And it was like I was meant to help heal people, whether through herbs, aromatherapy, something natural from the earth.
Right.
And it just, in fact, I think I called you afterwards. Remember,
right.
And I said, T, I said, I think I finally got it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that? I was so excited. Just felt right. And I think that when you find your life purpose, it comes to you, and you're loving it, and you enjoy it, and the fact that you're able to help people and teach people how to live better and cleaner and just live a better life, the whole mind, body, and spirit that we talk about. And a couple of the things that I wanted to talk about today was it is April, springtime, and I wanted to talk about the importance of purifying our home, and then I'll talk briefly about purifying our bodies. And then I've got a couple of little recipes and then a wonderful, fun website that will really open your mind about some of the products that you're using that you believe are all natural.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, I'm excited about that. So you take us on this journey. Okay. So purifying your home. We meditate in it. I guess that's super important to keep it pure and clean and all those things. But you're probably talking about a little bit different. So
it's for all of that. I mean, you want to neutralize, you know, bacteria and air pollutants and all of that, because let's face it, the angels want clean, fresh air. They need
right.
it, and we need it. And it's one of the messages
right.
they always send. In terms of the air and having it purified and whatnot. A lot of household things that we use and think nothing about are really cause of slowly killing us and causing us to catch disease and whatnot. And we're just not aware of it. And there's a couple of different ways that are safe for humans, you know, little children, pets, and it's the essential oils. And whether you're using it in a diffuser or in a spray bottle with filtered water, or if
right.
you take a bottle and periodically sniff the blend or the actual essential oil throughout the day, you will get the same benefit. But in terms of helping the air in your home, a diffuser or a spray bottle with filtered water is best. And we all know that, you know, what the offenders are: cleaning products, scented air fresheners, big no-no. Scented candles. Now, I was very guilty of scented candles, you know, had shopping bags full of them.
Right,
scented
me
candles
too.
Are fine to you, right? We all do, without thinking about it. Well, there's some of the worst toxins that we can put into our home. Now, unless you use soy candles, and that's what
right.
I now have in my home. It's
100%
soy candles. It's much safer. I mean, pet dander, pesticides, carpeting. And one of the easiest blends to neutralize bacteria, mold, and fungus is a blend of lemongrass, rosemary, tea tree, lavender, myrtle, and citronella. And you
wow.
put drops of that in a spray bottle with filtered water, and you spray that in the air, in the rooms, or wherever you, you know, want to, whether your garbage cans, shoes, you know, sometimes those smelly gym shoes, you know.
Right, runner
the
shoes,
kids,
right?
That they play sports. And, you know, it's 100% safe, and you just use it as an air freshener. And, you know, another great one for germs is 4 drops of spearmint. I did this actual recipe, 4 drops of spearmint, 3 drops of peppermint, 1 drop of citronella, and 1 drop of lemongrass. And it just...
That kills the germs?
Clean
Does
your
that
home
kill germs?
Yes.
Can you spray it on you or in your ear if you have a earache or something like that, or no? Or that probably wouldn't be right to kill the germs there. But that's in your home, like from cooking
this,
or...
This is more like mass production in terms of spraying the air in your home.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
That's good. Huh.
Now, we all know the disease and discomfort that mold can cause, people that have mold in their homes and they don't even know it,
right.
and they get these illnesses and whatnot. And there was a study done, there's a book put out, Nature's Mold Rx by Dr. Edward Close. And
right.
he proved in 2005. That office buildings could be cleared of toxic mold with a combination of clove, lemon, cinnamon bark, rosemary, and eucalyptus radiata. Now, that's a different type of eucalyptus. It's just lighter in smell than
right.
the globulus that is normally what is used. And it cleaned out the toxic mold in office buildings. Why would we ever use pesticides and heavy detergents that are so harmful when we can use what nature gave us and get the same result.
That is really neat there. Wow, okay. So you can buy those oils at Whole Foods, or yeah, I'm sure you got a site that we can go get them on and all this kind of stuff. That's kind of cool. Wow.
Right. Well, the thing is that, and that's the thing, and I think the last time I spoke about the essential oils, you have to be, as with everything, you have to be careful of what you buy and where you get them from, because not
sure.
all essential oils are pure. And I think the last time I told you, one of the ways that you know it's pure is when it doesn't leave a stain. You know that that's a pure essential oil. I only use one supplier. I smelt a lot. Hers are the best. You know, she's my teacher and mentor, Lisa Ruff.
Right.
These oils will be available on my website, which I thought was going to be up this evening. But as you know, Tariq, I'm still waiting for it all back.
I hear you. I'm feeling your pain.
You know, it has to go up before my herbs can have the attachment and yada, yada, yada. So but that's been a little, you know, bit of a hair-raising bit today. But it is in the workings. If you go to it, it just says, the site just says it's under construction. No kidding. So, but all of this information will be on there, and then I will, of course, blog and provide, you know, various quick recipes and whatnot, you know. So I just find this fascinating, and I just think that it's wonderful, and I use this now in my own home. I have a diffuser that's on my nightstand that I use in the evening, and I will tell you that I do sleep a better and deeper, more restful sleep. And,
nice.
You know, I've had sleep issues, you know, since Ed crossed, and I've been sleeping better than I have in years.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice, Anna. Let me ask you a question. So you get a diffuser. Do you have diffusers all over your home? I mean, I have a small place, okay? You know, I told you my story about my dog,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything.
Right.
I need some, like, a diffuser of oil, like, that will trank them. Go to sleep. So I'm just kidding.
These are all very calming, you know. And
oh, good.
Actually, I was going to ask or ask the people that are listening if they would just give suggestions on what they would like to hear about, because, I mean, I have remedies that I can talk about for our pets that are safe, for our children. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on, you know. So people can let us know maybe what they have an interest in. And,
I tell you what, if they
can
Facebook us, then they can let us know what they have an interest in. That would be good. But I have an interest in dogs, okay, calming oils for dogs. Can you put a diffuser
mm-hmm.
out there? And what would you use for, like, calming for children and dogs? Is it the same thing?
What I like is eucalyptus, very light, because it is strong, a little bit of lavender. And one of the citrus oils, whether you're more in tune to the lemon or the orange, and it calms them down. I mean, my dog is afraid of, like, thunderstorms and whatnot. And also, as you know, he's old, so he's just, you know, acting kind of weird more so now just because of his age. But it will calm them. It also allows them to rest better. Not much different from what you would put in a diffuser in a child's room that would help them go to sleep. I use a blend called Calm and Peaceful, and that's what I use when I go to bed, and that seems to help me sleep. You know, so there's also things to help animals, whether they have, you know, arthritis or, you know, they have the same ailments and whatnot we have, and you apply to them the same way as you do yourself, whether you use a carrier oil, which is like the fractionated coconut oil or jojoba oil or sweet almond, whatever is your preference. And then you just put a couple of drops of, say, sage. If they have, if you have a, you know, because you're a runner and you're at the gym, and you know, I have my right leg that sometimes that muscle in the thigh can hurt, and you just rub some of that sage oil on there, and it just does wonders. In fact, when I took my first herbal aromatherapy class, she had us all put a little sage oil on the back of our necks and rub it in. And then she checked in with us about 15 minutes later and asked us how we felt. And all of us felt the difference in the suppleness of our necks with just the sage oil.
Wow, that's cool. I love that. Now, somebody just texted me. Okay, I got your text. And what I will do next time is we'll get people that will send in their questions. That's a great idea. She wants to know if you have somebody over to your house, a date, and you're taking it to the next level, is there something that you can use to help, I guess, love or sex, or is that
one of the things for happiness, because let's face it, you're going to be happy and sexy and all of that. You know, with us ladies, it's all in the mind.
Right.
A drop of
our biggest sex are organs.
If men would only.
What a novel
that.
Idea, guys. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
It's one drop of bergamot, one drop of yang yang, and a drop of grapefruit. You can substitute the grapefruit for lemon or orange, any of the citrus. But that really has a nice scent. And if your man perhaps ate a little too heavy a dinner and he might need a little energy boost, a good energy blend to spray is 8 drops of rosemary, 4 drops of frankincense, 4 drops of peppermint, 3 of basil, and 1 of ginger.
That,
and that can all be done in a spray. Or, you know, if you want to get real sexy, mix it with, so, you know, just do a little drop of each, mix it in some carrier oil, and give the old massage.
I like
that.
That's cool.
And safe.
Take turns. Yeah, take turns massaging. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Right? I'm thinking, okay, are we turning my place into the love shack? You guys, you're right. If you're listening now,
well,
listen later.
If people have an interest in that, which who doesn't, I'll be more than happy to provide some more recipes and suggestions. Because, as you know, it's all in terms of what we feel or relate to. And the essential oils are no different. They all have, they're all multifaceted, and, you know, what works for one, maybe another needs to tweak at this, you know, and a little bit less of this and a little bit more of that. But these are pretty basic, quick recipes that don't call for, you know, 100 different essential oils, you know, to have, and just some basics, and they work wonders.
That sounds amazing. Wow.
Yeah, and one other thing, if this is allergy season too, and
right.
Peppermint, lavender, and lemon really work well with that if you have allergies. And you can, here again, blend them with a carrier oil and put them around your neck, behind your ears, a little bit under your nose, or you can just sniff it straight out of the bottle. Or you can put it in a little spray bottle, you know, with the purified water, and just you just spray the air where you're at. You just spray the air.
Oh, that's nice.
As you know, my
house
is for sale. Yeah, my house is for sale, and I can't necessarily always burn the sage because. It does smell. I think it smells a little bit like pot, not like.
Yeah,
you know,
me
like
too.
Sorry,
I hear you.
You know, I've been told.
Does.
Let's just leave it that way. However,
yeah, there you go.
However,
my brain told me.
As a blend, and I can't think right now of exactly what's in it, but it's called Protect, and it's a spray, And whenever somebody's been through the house looking at it or whatever, I just go and spray all the rooms, you know, and that clears it out the same as when you burn the sage and whatnot to purify the air and to get other people's energy, you know, removed.
I mean, it's
really such a fascinating, you know, subject, and it's just amazing all the things that you can cure and heal and help that are natural. Now,
let me ask
you
a question. Somebody just texted me. They go, "What about if I want?" I know what they're trying to ask. Hold on a second. They want to go to church and they want to be spiritual. So, okay, I'm going to ask it like this. And I know who this person is. They're brand new to Angel Coaches, okay, as a listener. Or they've been listening. So we hear you. They want to know what will make them more, help them with their spirituality, spiritual growth, be in a meditative state. Do you have anything like that where they're going to like to pray and go to church? Okay, so you're still going to have to put your church clothes on. Okay, Melanie, but you're going to be able to get some meditative.
Well, I can go on there and put in a specific recipe together for her. But one of the things that comes to mind right away is myrrh, rosewood, sandalwood, yang yang. One of my next shows, should I be invited back, is...
you're an angel coach, of course you are,
I'll put together remedies to clear your chakras. That's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. I would love to do that, so that's good.
Yeah,
I
think people would be amazed. So there's so many, so I will definitely, I'll go on Facebook and I will put that on for church and for meditation.
Okay, yeah, that's good. You know what? I tell you something, guys. We have a new site launching on Angel Coaches, and Whitney's putting it together now. She's, you know, we're all working on it together. But Whitney's like, I know, love her. She's like amazing. She's a lifesaver, right? So we're you and all of you guys. It takes a village. It really does. And now I see that. And it takes a village that has passion about angel coaches, has passion about herbal remedies and all this stuff that we all do something different here. One of the things I think would be really good is I'd love to see you do a recipe of the week or recipe of the month, okay, or something like that. You know what I mean? And then make a video.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we could do something like that because that's popping into my mind, but I'm putting it on the national or international radio show here, and because I think
just
that
put me on
you
the
know
spot.
So much. Yeah, right? Exactly. So I won't forget. Neither will I. So it's all good. So that's something that would be, I think, beneficial. People like, oh, when's the recipe coming out? You know, her aromatherapy, however you call it. I call it recipe or whatever. But, okay. So we've got some stuff in there that happy, love, sexual, sensual, calming for children, for animals, cleaning your house.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
cleaning,
the list goes on and on and on.
Right, I
you know,
can see that.
In terms
it's
of,
amazing what to add, what
you
to
know,
do, right? Yeah.
Exactly. You know, when Ed crossed my, I never had high blood pressure, and of course, I did get it because, you know, things were pretty crazy. And one of the ways that I've gotten that under control is by applying yang yang on the bottoms of my feet. In fact, I'll say I have the best smelling feet in town because it's one of the ways that I prefer to wear my oils, if, you know, whether it's allergy season or I think I'm coming down with a little cold or something like that. But yang yang directly to the soles of your feet are great in helping lower your blood pressure because it takes about 20 minutes for the essential oil to go from your feet all the way through out your body.
So your whole body. Wow. Body.
Yeah. So that your whole body gets that. No, I didn't either.
Wow, that's amazing, Donna. Mm-hmm. Huh. Where do you get the diffuser? Do you sell them? How do you get a diffuser? I know that's a question.
Well,
that
actually,
I
can also add that I have, I'm particular to Zach diffusers, okay. And you can go online. Sometimes Groupon even will have specials on them. I have a huge one in my family room because the ceilings are vaulted and it's kind of open. So I need it to you know, feed a larger area. I have a smaller one, and these are both mists, and they have pretty lights that you can have them on or off, you know, depending upon your mood. I love the lights. It just gives it a certain ambiance. But when I'm ready to sleep, then I turn that portion off. But it's all about what you're looking to accomplish. The size would be based on the room or the area that you're looking to, you know, to purify.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
And
gotcha.
One thing before,
so Zach, is it Zach Z-A-K-C or Z-A-C-K or how do you spell it?
I think it's Z-A-K.
Okay. Zach,
I think
Zach
it's
the
Z-A-K.
Okay,
I'll go on and check. Well, of course, I'm looking right at it, but do you think that the name is on it? Not that I can see. I'm looking at the one in my
bedroom. It's always a K. There you go.
Yeah,
it's that's
either
so interesting.
A K or a Q. It's either K or a Q. I don't know right offhand, but I'll go on Facebook and I'll update to the proper spelling. The one thing I did want to mention is a free app that everyone can download, and I love the name. It's called Think Dirty.
Well, that's my fault.
Get your mind up and gutter. I know that's where mine went. However,
welcome to the gutter.
You.
I've been there before. I live there. Go on.
It allows you to put in any product that you use, and it will give you a rating. It will let you know if it is really the product and ingredients that they claim that it is. And I will not call out any names. However, there are particular cleaning products that we get in a particular supermarket that is supposedly organic and blah, blah, blah. And some of their cleaning products get a rated 9, and some get a 3. And 3 and below
wow.
are really toxic. So even when you think, and I have used this myself because, oh, it's supposed to be all natural. I can smell the essential oil smell, and it was rated a 3. So that was the website that I promised or the fun little thing that I promised to share when I did my video, because it is really a mind opener. So just because it's
natural, amazing.
And non-toxic, and there's even, you know, more information. In fact, Michelle Steiner, I spoke with her today. And she's heavily involved with, Think Dirty and the products and whatnot that she's affiliated with for Healthy Home and Company. And I can put her information up there as well. I mean, information is out there, guys. We've got to wake up and learn to take care of our bodies, our environment, as well as our souls and our minds. I was going to talk about some natural herbal remedies. I don't think we really have time, but if I could just say, in terms of keeping your bodies clean, we spend time in the shower and the tub soaking. You've got to clean your body internally. And it's really pretty simple. Water, fiber, detoxifying herbs, you know, you've basically got to let everything flow. You've got to unclog those pipes, you know. And I won't belabor that, but that is everything has to flow, whether it's inside your body and your environment. We've got to keep it clean. And it's so easy to do. There's so much information out there for that.
That's so true, Donna. You are so right on about that. Thank you. You know, guys, Donna is an angel coach. She has her website. I'm you know, it's down right now. So I get that. Trust me, I so understand.
It's so frustrating. You can hear it? Somebody you can't hear it in my voice. I'm so frustrated.
Well, that's okay. I'm feeling
that. And tomorrow I got to go on Angel Coaches and I have to finish that. But that will be a relief because it's there and I just have to do my bit. This other, my own personal one was supposed to have already been up. Okay.
Well, I tell you guys, yes, there you go, saying it out loud. Anyway, guys who are listening now, who will download it later, I have to share this with you. She's an angel coach. I want her to put, she's got her website and she's got her site on Angel Coaches, and I want her to be able to put recipes and things for you guys that you can go get, you know, get the herbs, and she's got a place where to get them, and I'm sure she'll post that for us later, and we're going to have her on so we can talk about the body and cleaning the body. Donna, you're amazing. You have come full circle. What an expert you really are. I mean, I'm blown away tonight. And I know her personally, okay? So she gave me a gift of, blocking me, or not blocking me, but protecting me. You guys, protecting me, and I felt so much better. And I've gotten away from some situations that just were, toxic and not the best. And so thank you. And I think that has to do with your oil. I think that, and I appreciate that, and I think that has to do with intentions, and that oil has really helped, and it smells wonderful, you guys, amazing. So it's helped me, and I know if it helps me, it will help you. And I know all her stuff will help us all. So, Donna, thank you so very much. A couple announcements before I close the show. I am teaching a class on meeting and working and on a daily basis with your highest guide, your highest angel, archangel, that you have working with you, that is helping you achieve a life of prosperity and helping you answer questions that you're just not getting answers to, or maybe taking you on a whole new path, through new journey, or maybe opening your eyes to something new for you, just like Donna's were, okay, and like mine, and like all of us. And, you know, we live the life we love and love the life we live, and meeting great people. And some of us are meeting the men of our dreams, the woman of our dreams. So I'm teaching this class on Sunday at noon, 12 to 2. If you're interested in taking it, go to facebook.com/angelcoaches. You guys will not be disappointed. This is a great class. I've really prepared for it. And you've got a lot of angels and guides that really want to work with you and want to work with you conscious, on a conscious level, where you ask a question and they give you the answer. And they will. All right, my dear friends and angels, thank you so very much. 30 Days of Gratitude.
Thank you.
Check us out on Facebook. Yeah, and Donna, you're putting yours up there. I put my 20th day. I'm getting ready to put my 21st day on there. So, and Sue and all of us are participating. We have our next show on Thursday night. You won't be disappointed. And let's see what else. We have our mastermind group on Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 8:30. So this morning was a little crazy, but we were there, and 8:30 Thursday morning we'll be there too as well. So put your intentions, have a group of powerful people that will help create yours to happen, and you create theirs to happen, and we all work together to create a great life. How sweet is that? Anyway, Donna, thank you so much. Facebook.com/angelcoaches. She's going to be posting there. She's got her own stuff and places that she's going to post. I'm not going to put pressure on her. She'll tell you when she's ready. You guys have a great now, and we love everybody. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.